Swallow it.
It's okay if you just don't think about it.
Oh, I couldn't ever let it go down. I love oysters. Now, me and her, if we catch any fresh oysters coming in Greenwood, we buy some. But they don't come back too much. And not long ago, she told me that she found some and had them by herself. I wasn't down at Eagle since. She didn't wish I'd been down at Eagle.
You ever see these insects that hop around in your front yard, some of them green?
Spiders?
Well, these have these long hind legs, you know, some of them green, some of them black. These grass.
I don't remember even seeing anything like that in the yard.
Just grasshoppers?
Oh, grasshoppers, oh yeah, they're all over the place. They get in your house and you get a chance.
People can use those for bait?
Yeah, you can use them for bait. I forgot about an old grasshopper. Haven't seen one in so long.
You know, sometimes when you're cleaning your house, you'll see these things that gather in the corner of your ceiling.
Yeah.
You'll have to get a broom to get them out.
Yeah, that's webbing up. I think I had to clean mine out this week at the corner. It'd have to be done about every week.
What kind of webs are those?
It's fumes from the gas and things, cause they stove, you know, and it's fumes cause.
It's not spider web?
No, it's not spider web. It's fumes from the gas in the house.
Ever heard people call them cobwebs?
Yeah, I've heard them call them cobwebs.
What do you call that, the parts of the tree that grows underground? You call that?
Roots.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people around here use roots or anything like that for medicine? Or?
Well, there's different kinds, you know. They claim that red oak, you can get the bark or the roots of that and put in water, you know, and boil it. And it's good for anybody that's got something wrong with his stomach where they can't eat nothing.
That's red oak?
Uh-huh, red oak. I've known people to do that. They said it would stop the stomach, it would get them to where they could eat anything if they just drank that water a while. I've heard them say it, and I never tried it tonight. I generally go to the doctor, same thing gets wrong with me.
Right.
I don't fool with meds like that.
Do people still make sassafras tea?
I ain't know none of them being made in years and years. We had a bunch of it where we lived close to it. And every spring I'd have sassafras tea once or twice, you know, in the early spring. Said it was good for people. But I ain't. I just got some out of habit of that. I like it. But I don't even know where none's at now.
Have you ever heard of anything around here? A plant called a rhododendron or laurel?
Mm-hmm. No, we have a plant in. We call Posat.
What's that?
It grows wild. That we eat the spring of the year. It just comes up anywhere. Do y'all have anything like that?
I've heard of it. What does it look like?
It just shoots up out of the ground with a long stalk. And you just break it off and it just keep coming on out. And it used to be all around my yard. I don't know whether it's still. See, I can't walk around and see what I got around my yard anymore. I don't know what my backyard looks like. I only know it looks like a neighbor yard since I can't go down and tend to it. And, but you know, most everybody eats two or three messes that every spring. They claim it purifies your blood. It's got lots of iron in it and things, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love it.